This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, but I'm meaning, hell, it's a good time every week.
Oh, okay.
Not you missed it every week.
I misinterpreted that as well, Rich.
Okay, very good. I was like, did I get defensive for no reason? I don't think so.
You did, yes.
Yeah, Tyler misses it more than anybody.
Tyler misses it every week. Yeah, missed a good time. Hell, every week.
Really that's sucks. It,
let me get out of the way of
you
that
deep
in
off in that liquor. Can't get to you every time you get deep off in that liquor.
Somebody oh, said, Reggie, they not only stopped scoring, they stopped defending. Hell, they just stopped.
They tried, didn't they?
Oh, man. All right. Well, what don't stop is Sports Radio 610 with fantastic content. And because you talk about having a good time, I know y'all always cutting up on this fine program. So I'll leave you the room to do just that. Appreciation again to D&M Auto Leasing for giving you this crosstalk. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. And It's a big, big, big Thursday here in Houston and a huge, huge W last night. I know both of y'all are probably surprised. Y'all just did that. And Brandon Scott's ass, he scurried his ass up out of here. I mean, it was a funeral during the show yesterday. Tyler finally came around.
I was about to say.
You finally came around. Go listen to the 2 o'clock hour.
It's rough.
Go listen to the 2 o'clock hour.
But then the 5 o'clock hour came.
And then, you still lost money on that bet. But go listen to...
What bet?
That 15 and a half that you had for Jalen Green.
Still profitable night.
That's where I felt like the confidence started coming back. But Tyler was like... Tyler wouldn't even give a number. You know, Tyler likes to... I'll give you a 3.7. Tyler just said, no, bad.
It's over. I probably would have said like a 2.8 during the 2 o'clock hour.
I'm at a 3-something.
I'm at a 3, man.
I said I'm at a 5. Help, but let's be honest, it's all wrong. I said I'm at a 5. I said the only thing that I'm concerned about is I know Steph Curry's going to get out here and score and play well. Are they going to be able to match it? And Steph's ass came out there for 13 points. And I'll be honest with you, I ain't seen a white flag wave that quickly.
Ooh.
I ain't seen one.
Well, I mean, by the time I got home, you know, they were already well in that old first quarter, and first quarter was impressive now.
Yeah.
And so while they were waving the white flag, and there ain't no doubt about it that Kerr was tapping out midway through the third.
He set him on down.
But let's be honest, when them Rockets put up 40-plus in that first quarter and put that pressure on him, it's like, whoa, it made him make a decision. What do we want to do now?
He said he went to Draymond and said, what do you think? And Draymond said, give us 5 minutes.
I don't like the Warriors.
Start the third. Give us 5 minutes. And then if we can't, let's just be realistic about it.
Yeah, obviously.
And they 5 minutes, they asked right back to that bench.
Yeah, that conversation didn't even had if they don't go put a 40-burger on them in the first quarter. When that happened, you start thinking, should we rest these guys or not? And now that's the scary part is – they were completely checked out. I mean, hell, the commentator in the second quarter was talking about Steph may be done for the night. In the damn second quarter, I thought he's crazy.
He wasn't too far off. It was out of hand. No, man, the Rockets, just dominant. Dominant. We talked about it a bit in the crossover. They did have to bring back their starters, but then they shut that down too as well. But they were dominant from start, and so dominant, as we just said, they made Steve Kerr tap out in the middle of the third quarter, and just say, hey, let's go ahead and take this in game six. But Clint, when I look at this last night, right, we've talked about how many different ways. Hell, you said, hey man, you know, the best version of the Rockets is with Jalen Green, you know, doing his thing and kind of being the guy that's leading the charge. I said in this game, man, I really look at Jabari Smith to roll through. Well, listen, Clint, that's got to be the formula, what we saw yesterday in so many ways. I think the big thing was there was no guy. And really, this team doesn't have a guy. And when it comes down to, hey, we got to have our guys step up big time against their guy, in most cases, they're not going to win that battle. It takes a village for them, and it was everybody, Clint. They're ranging from 26 to 11. And hell, it was Jalen Green who had the 11. Everybody in the starting lineup was in double figures. 26, 25 from Amin Thompson. 26 from Fred, who lost his mind. I think Dylan Brooks had 24. They were all in on this, all a part of it, and that seems to me that has to be the formula for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, hell, what team is it not the formula for? If they all can knock them down, then let's get everybody involved in the party and get on the dance floor.
But even
for
them, though, because they just ain't got one guy that could just carry.
No question about it. And when you come out and you're shooting 68-69% from the field, and you put that 40 burger on them in the first quarter, that's a huge plus. Yeah, that's the way they ought to play basketball. So, you're right, because I went back, and like I said, I missed the first half of the first quarter, and so I'm driving home, so I go back and I'm kind of digging through everything, and you're like, man, I mean, hell, I think everybody scored. Several guys got to the free throw line.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
But I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday, Ryan. I need to do it. I got an apology to give out, man. Regardless of what happens the rest of the way, and I'm not going to flop on this, and I know I'm on the basketball side of things, I'm a flip-flopping son of a gun. But, Ron, I got to apologize to Fred VanVleet, man.
Oh, wow. You don't do a lot of apologizing.
I don't. This is I was disrespectful, and I don't, to be honest with you, I don't even know if my words were as disrespectful as my thoughts really were. I don't know if
you kept some things.
I was borderline disgusted with it, and I mean, you want to talk about a guy that's held this thing together? You want to talk about a guy that you know, in the biggest moments, when the one guy that held the whole fan base and you would think the organization is going, this is our guy, this is our number one player, this is the guy we got to feed, and you just go about your business as a pro, and when it's time, you just start shooting it lights out and putting up monster games, man. And I just owe the man respect. I apologize. Again, I was disrespectful, and it'll never happen again.
How do you think you was disrespectful to Fred VanVleet?
I mean, I'm ready to bench him. I overrated Jalen Green, which it was a mistake on my part, clearly. And disrespected my man Fred VanVleet along the way. And Fred has done nothing but be great ever since I had those feelings that I don't know if my words were – I don't know if my words necessarily communicated the message that the way I felt. But
let's go, Rockets.
I just need to apologize, because as I'm digging last night, you look at that first quarter, you know who knocked down a couple of monster shots early on.
Yeah, and I think – I'm not going to take your apology away from you. You feel that way. You feel that
just
in your heart.
There's just no other. Like, if he ain't doing what he's doing, and I'm not even talking about, again, the big point, the outputs. I'm just talking about if he didn't start knocking down some shots, they have zero.
But I also think, Clint, he played better and smarter than he did on some of those occasions. Like, he led the team at 26, but I mean, like he took 13 shots to get to 26. Yeah. Right? You remember that one time he took 19, and he just kept taking them and kept taking them, even though he was 12-13.
Well, right now the way he's scoring, I mean, and really the way Jalen's clearly not, he's got to. If he He's got to take. He's got to take shots. I don't know if 19 is the answer, but he's got to. He's got to take shots. And I don't know. I was out of pocket.
Again, I'm not going to take your apology. I've tried to make some apologies before, and you said no, don't take it. Keep it.
Yeah.
No, but in this one, I just say he's also played a better brand. Yesterday he took six threes, right? He didn't take 13. And he made four. He took six threes, and he played a smarter brand of ball. Text line coming in. Keep in mind, Fred was the floor general for a team that beat the Warriors in the finals. If Fred would stick to the mid-range shots, he would be fine. No, I mean, he's knocking down shots, and his
three-point percentage the last two games is through the roof. Huge. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know you're talking about a bigger sample size than two, but let's be honest. We are squarely in Cancun with our toes up if Fred VanVleet is knocking down perimeter shots.
Galveston,
probably. I mean, that's right. We'd be in
Crystal
Galveston.
Beach.
Yes, driving on Crystal Beach, drinking Mad Dog, and smoking God knows what.
You hear that, Tyler? Say,
sounds like a hell of a day to me.
Say Crystal Beach, and then it just sparks.
Hey, exactly. Never had a bad day at Crystal Beach. Now,
and Caps cherry apple red, candy apple red, 92 must drop top Mustang.
Ooh,
with some
flossing
Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, you sound like, and then said smoking God knows
smoke,
what.
Yeah, smoke. Well, I guess nowadays
I'm about
you chew.
I hope you knew what it was.
Sticky, icky, icky.
I hope you knew what it was. Text line coming in. Ronnie, why are you trying to throw shade on Clint's apology? I'm not trying to throw shade on Clint's apology. I'm just saying sometimes we get into spaces, and many of y'all asses on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch will try to throw stuff at us as if to say, like, hey, at the time, the point we weren't making, did it make sense? Like, I'm just simply saying, to Clint's case, he has changed the way he is playing, right? He has changed.
Well, he's knocking down shots.
Like, I mean, I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know how many shots he took in game four. I would bet in game four, I'd almost bet that he's probably taken less threes in the last two games than he did in that game where he took 13.
I don't know. I bet it's close because he took eight of them in that game four, didn't he?
Close. He's close. So he took two more in game.
Jeez, okay.
He took two more in that game one where he took took 13 of them. Then the combined he's taken in the last two, and he's made seven of them. So, I mean, he's just playing a lot better brand of basketball, and he has not gotten himself up to the 20-point shot range. So, as you said, the Rockets are not here if Fred had not come through, especially with the clear dip that Jalen Green has taken. I want to get to that in a bit. He has clearly raised his level, and they wouldn't be here. I'm just simply saying, from the points that you made where you were distraught, where you were like, man, they need to go a different direction. No, he was given every damn reason to go in a different direction. All right, I want to hear this from you all and the people as well. I know Tyler was out watching the game. I know you all were watching the game. Many of you were watching the game. As I said, it takes a village, and everybody played a part in this thing. Is it, Fred, for you, if there's one player that you thought had the biggest impact in game five, getting out to that huge lead, getting up nearly 30. If there's one player that you felt had the biggest impact, who is it? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in as well.
Yeah, I would say Fred. It was such a weird game, man. This one's hard for me. You know, it's hard. It was fun to watch, and it's easy to eat crow on Fred. But it's hard for me to look at this and go, what did I take from this game? Like, I feel better that you extended the series another game, but the way that they tapped out so early and as hot as the Rockets were, like, is this game ever going to kind of repeat itself? I don't know how indicative this is to the real matchup, but, so it's hard for me to draw from it, Ron, but I would go with Fred VanVleet. Yeah.
The big shots. To me, Amen Thompson really.
Ooh, yeah, it's a good one.
It's
a good one.
He just set the tone. Like, his energy, and someone just texted in, Amen finally showed up in the series. I think he showed up in game four, too, I'll be honest with you. I think we saw a much better Amen Thompson. But to me, his energy, obviously, you know, he gave Steph problems early. I will have to eat some curl. Someone texted in yesterday, this person you could text in and give me hell, said you're underestimating the Rockets defense. Well, they came out, and that led by Amen Thompson early. I thought he set the tone big time on both ends. Like, I thought, to me, the clear difference in this game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm going to assume this came from Udoka, but it was like, run, go. Like, let's take the pace up a notch. Hey, we're in game five of this series. And we got some dudes that have played a lot of minutes. We got some dudes that played in, Steph played in the Olympics. He ain't got much of it. We got a lot of, like, let's get the pace going. And it felt like he led the charge in that. We talked about it. You talked about it with Brandon yesterday. Why does a team like this not get up and down more than they do? And it seemed like he led the charge on that. So Amen Thompson, his efforts early, it seemed like that mirrored where the team was, just physical, fast, up and down, and made the and the Warriors just could never match the intensity level of where they were.
And when that is the case, and again, you get down 20, and hell, they were down 30 pretty quick. Boy, you're spent, you're exhausted from how the series has gone. You're down 30, and you can't keep up with the pace. That's a bad spot to be in, and they noticed it. They recognized it. They recognized it early on. Did you think at some point that fourth quarter Steph was going to get off that bench?